answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My name is Erica Kirk. Charlie Kirk is my husband. My heart is with every one of my husband's employees who lost a friend and a mentor. I want to thank my husband's dear friend, Vice President Vance, and his phenomenal wife, Usha, for their love and support. You guys honored my husband so well, bringing him home. You both are tremendous. I want to thank President Trump and his incredible family for the same. Mr. President, my husband loved you. And he knew that you loved him too. He did.
Difficult to listen to even days later. Erica Trump, Charlie Kirk's widow, and her remarks at his funeral the other day. We have, for the most part, and I say the most part, been a nation in mourning. Yes, there are those who are gleeful and celebrating, and I'll call them trash. You are trash. And I would say the same if a leftist leader had been assassinated and for people to celebrate. I had the other day a TikTok influencer who was on his own channel commenting after Kirk had been assassinated. And he even admitted, he said, I didn't like Kirk. I was against a lot of his ideas, but we're celebrating his death. He's a human. He's a human. Do not forget that. That is something sometimes lately we are forgetting. Our opponent, be it political or in some other fashion, is another human being. Created in God's image. And we all fall short of what we're supposed to be. I've been having an exchange on email today with a listener, and I appreciate his remarks, but I don't think I'm getting through to him. And when I relate that story to you later, maybe you'll see where I am failing, or maybe he's failing to understand. And I'm not looking to put blame or credit myself for anything. It's just that right now we are in a whirlwind. And it's consuming many. For others, it's just another passing day. If Charlie Kirk had not been the head of Turning Point USA, trying to engage young people across the nation to get involved, and not just in politics, but with God, and to rethink where they were or try to validate it, it still would have been a political assassination. It's the same as with JFK and MLK and Robert F. Kennedy. And George Wallace, although they did not kill him, they came close. I don't have any magic words to give you today, any more than I did the other day. I think many of us were thankful to have a weekend, and maybe you took time to just turn off everything. and reconnect with family? If so, I commend you. But I know some were festering with hate against the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk. And I know some were festering with hate of what Kirk represented. This is divisive in any way you look. And yes, there were some firings at networks and major news outlets over the weekend because they felt some of their commentators went too far. But I want you to keep in mind, these threats are not just aimed at one side or the other. Let me point this out to you. Massachusetts Democrat Moulton said he's received threats over his statement urging the Trump administration, this is Thursday morning, to help cool the nation's political temperature. He said, my office has received an extraordinary number of violent and graphic threats yesterday and today from right-wing individuals online and over the phone directed toward me, my family, my staff, after I pointed out the simple fact that President Trump should join House Speaker Mike Johnson and other level-headed Republicans in condemning political violence, not inciting it further. And he posted on his X account a screenshot of some of the comments coming at him. Many felt that Moulton was trying again to put the blame on Trump for the hate. Did that accomplish anything? And for those who were making these threats, whether real, intended, maybe for the future, all you did was add fuel to the fire. And that's where we are right now. Every move has to be judged and prejudged and rejudged and maybe recalculated, and maybe just don't make that move because it might incite someone in a way you were not in planning, even thinking of doing. I'm not the judge and jury on this thing. That would be God. But in your heart, where do you stand? Thanks for joining us, hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Excuse me. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to NewsTalkSTL, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, Facebook. And reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later. You can catch it at NewsTalkSTL. Or News Talk, rather LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And let me take a moment to remind you that it is this Thursday, this week, is finally here. We have Steve Forbes at Lindenwood College. Lindenwood University, correct that. Speaking about entrepreneurship and the wealth of America. And the economy in general. Tickets are still available, few, but you're going to have a ticket to get in. You simply notify Newstalk STL, reach out through our webpage that you want some tickets, and we'll make them available. But come that night, if you don't have a ticket, we're not going to be able to let you in. Reminding you again, with Larry Connors, USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more information than you have right now. In our next hour, Democrat Senator Fetterman speaking out, referencing Kirk assassination, and basically saying, stop connecting Nazis to Trump and Republicans, or anybody. 22-year-old Tyra Robinson, still being questioned, evidence being gathered against him. He apparently is no longer talking to law enforcement. Family and friends have added some remarks. But over the weekend, Charlie Kirk's widow said, if you thought that by killing Charlie, you were going to put an end to what he envisioned, it won't happen.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. But they should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea. You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry.
Like a battle cry. The strength that she had to stand there that day, so shortly after Kirk's murder, obviously goes to God. You cannot lose a loved one and then stand in front of a crowd and engage them to the extent that she did, unless you have the power of the Spirit behind you. Once again, Erica Kirk.
To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it. It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment.
Not even for a moment. The investigation continues on every level, reference 22-year-old Tyra Robinson. And again, I point out to you that normally I would not use an assassin's name or someone who victimized someone else, but this, of course, has gone beyond the normal step. Utah Governor Spencer Cox has said those closest to Tyler, accused of assassinating Kirk, say that he had become radicalized.
There were reports yesterday that we can confirm that his roommate was indeed a boyfriend who is transitioning from male to female. That's information that the FBI had mentioned yesterday. We can confirm that as well, and that he is cooperating with authorities as well.
Again, that's Spencer Cox, the governor of Utah. And some of the information that the FBI is now gathering is from the roommate that Tyra Robinson had. And again, it's been clear this was someone who's in the process of transitioning from a man to a woman. How much that affected Charlie, it affected Tyra Robinson, I don't know if we'll ever really know. But there's a fellow on social media that identifies himself as a far-left influencer, and he raised this issue regarding transitioning and crime and maybe the meds and everything else they're going through.
reports now that the Charlie Kirk shooter was in a relationship and lived with a trans individual. Let's just hypothetically say it's true. What does that change about the story? What difference does that make?
The Denver shooter was trans, the Aberdeen shooter was trans, the Nashville shooter was trans, the Georgia shooter was trans, the Philadelphia shooter was trans, the Uvalde shooter was trans, the Colorado shooter was trans, and now the Minnesota shooter was trans. I think one of the things that you see being pointed out by the Walsh types is that even if there is no clear ideology, there is something in the water with the untouchable nature of the trans identity until just the past really year that you could even talk about it, frankly. And what appears to be a kind of underlying mental instability that tends to disproportionately give rise to these school shootings.
And it's not in the water, it's in the meds and the thought process that they're going through. And keep in mind, a Democrat in Minnesota, legislator and spouse were gunned down inside their home. This was apparently not a political statement against them, just the fact that they felt they had not done enough for welfare, health care, or something of that nature. But those on, quote, the left or the Democrat Party, they're also at risk, whether it be from the same people that would go after a Charlie Kirk or be the others. And that's going to open up the door to what I'm going to share in the next segment. Part of an email I was getting over the weekend and today, and I just now had time to start trying to respond to some of them. The writer is trying to communicate something. I think I know what they're trying to communicate, and I'm trying to communicate something different. And I don't know if we've actually come together on an understanding. I'm going to share it with you when we come up in the next segment. But I also want you to hear from Congressman Bob Unger and the remarks he had to make about Charlie Kirk's death. And FBI Director Kash Patel, on a note from Tyler Robinson talking about planning to take Charlie Kirk out, that he had the chance and he was going to do it. And the far left, and it is far left, New York Times, trying to make an apology that failed. We have a lot to cover. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Make no mistake about it, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was an incredibly effective force in American politics. He was beloved for his Socratic style of going to college campuses and gently, charitably asking questions and engaging in respectful dialogue with those whom he disagreed. Most of all, he was a very convincing advocate for love of God, family, and country, the hatred of which is a sacred creed of the left. They could not have it. They killed him. In April of this year, Charlie prophetically said on social media, "Assassination culture is spreading on the left. 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. 55% said the same thing about Donald Trump. The left is being whipped into a violent frenzy. Any setback, whether losing an election or losing a court case, justifies a maximally violent response. This is a natural outgrowth of the left-wing protest culture, tolerating violence and mayhem for years on end. The cowardice of local prosecutors and school officials have turned the left into a ticking time bomb." That was Charlie Kirk in April.
Those are the remarks of Missouri Congressman Bob Unger. And as you heard, quoting Charlie Kirk at the end. I've got some details I need to put in front of you before I can continue this discussion. One FBI director, Kash Patel, does say the FBI was able to reconstruct a note written by Tyler Robinson, writing a note saying, "I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." The note written before the shooting, evidence of its existence, according to Patel, we now have learned existed before the shooting, was in the location in the suspect and partner's home. FBI Director Patel said the note had been destroyed, but we found forensic evidence, and we have confirmed what the note says. Also talking about how they collected a screwdriver found at the scene and a towel used to wrap the gun, allegedly used for the shooting, saying they have extensive forensic evidence, fingerprints and the like. FBI Director Dan Bongino said, "We will be combing for an extended network that might have been connected with Robinson," but also saying, "I'm not confirming there is such a connection, but we're looking at it." Now, the New York Times, and this article is written by Breitbart, begins by calling the New York Times the far left. That's an acceptable adjective, in my opinion. You might disagree. But if you're looking just for a political balance, let me put it this way. The New York Times leans left, as does Breitbart lean right. I always want you to know the sources and their leanings. They're talking about how the Times had to admit It put anti-Semitic words in Kirk's mouth that came from someone else, something he denounced. So they put out a, quote, correction made on September 11, stating, an earlier version of this article described incorrectly an anti-Semitic statement that Charlie Kirk had made on an episode of his podcast. There are a lot of words, by the way, going around, and a lot of allegations that Charlie Kirk was anti-Semitic. You cannot be a man steeped in the Bible, Christianity, built upon the Old Testament and our Judeo-Christian founding, and be anti-Semitic. But anyway, they were trying to correct something they said he stated on his podcast. Then they added, Kirk was quoting a statement from a post on social media and went on to critique it. It was not his own statement. Was that enough to say, our bad apology, will you accept it? There are honest mistakes, and they happen on both sides. Both sides. And that's going to be a conversation I'm getting ready to have and share with you, with the listener. When they're honest and truly honest, it's one thing. But when they're doing it, trying to slip it under the doorway, that's entirely different. Now, again, Breitbart, leaning right, going after the New York Times, which leans left. But they do point out the Times and other legacy media outlets, they say, have spent a decade engaging in photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. We all know that was a hoax now. Terrific video of a child emaciated, and turned it had to do not with lack of food, but a other health condition. Israeli troops murdering food-seeking Palestinians is a hoax. Black newborns more likely to die. I mean, Elon Musk with a Nazi salute hoax. There's too many for me to bother going through. That's why you had to check and verify and re-verify everything you use as a source. And you must know and understand their origins. That does not mean that what you're reading or they present in front of you is a lie. But you need to be aware of the past and what they've done. I have an email I got over the weekend. I'm not going to give the man's full name, because if he'd put it up on my general email where everybody can read it on reference my Facebook, you would have seen it. But since it was directed to me, I'm going to protect his name. He didn't ask me to, but that's just the way I do it. If you want something for everyone to see, then you post it on my Facebook account so everyone can see it. Or you can write me directly at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com, which is what this man named John did. He said, I've never met you or sent you anything, but I have a question. I listen to your station quite a bit, and being conservative, I almost always agree with you. For a long time, I've been bothered when you were covering unpleasant stories and political acts by the leftist, caps, all caps. You blend in a comment that the right does that stuff too. I would request that when you use that phrase, you include the name of the person on the right and the like act. Well, I just read some stuff in the New York Times, and I got that after he sent this note. But with the New York Times in general, I would quote it. But he's looking for specific names, and I understand that. He said, with what we have witnessed recently, with the Doge kid getting mugged, almost beaten to death, the two attempts on the president's life, and now with the murder of Charlie Kirk, I, for one, don't appreciate being put on their level, although the feeling that we conservatives are now 0-4 in recent days, the rage is getting harder to control. Thank you for your time and consideration. Those are thoughtful points. And I wrote back to him, I appreciate you taking time to express your thoughts. And then I added, when I say the remarks I do, it is a fact, a sad, troubling fact. Turn this page here for him. Thank God. And I added, thank God we are not at their point, but to remind us we're all sinners. And those in our ranks need to be aware of that and quick to battle such thoughts and actions from either side. He responded, thank you, Larry, for taking time in these days of emotional discussion. You're right in the middle of tough discussions. As you know, facts are everything, all caps. We are all sinners, but in heated discussions, facts are the best weapon, all caps again. Throwing out generalities intended to somehow bring guilt to both sides certainly brings conservatives who have restrained themselves to only verbal battle to figure, why not go to physical if there's no perceived difference? If that's what you took from my remarks, I failed. I apologize. That was not at all what I was doing. And I know he's saying there's absolutely no parity with what we saw against Kirk and conservatives in general. He didn't say in general, but he said with conservatives. Then he said, name one conservative. I don't need to name names. I need to name movements and call them out and recognize that, yes, they exist. And if they carry out an act like we saw with Charlie Kirk, they will be named. Which, by the way, two men were arrested in Utah over the weekend. A bomb device was found under a news vehicle, a Fox 13 affiliate. Nobody was inside, but it was a live bomb. Two men arrested. The investigation continues. And we continue with some remarks from Erica Kirk. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Tom Tom Shaw Realtors, representing the sale and development of more than 150,000 acres. Selling, buying. Call Tom, 636-432-1922. Ask about hunting leases. ShawRealtors.com. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Our battle is not simply a political one. Above all, it is spiritual. It is spiritual. The spiritual warfare is palpable. Charlie loved his Savior with all of his heart, and he wanted every one of you to know him too. He wanted everyone to know that if they confess the Lord Jesus Christ who rose from the dead, then they will be saved.
The words of Erica Kirk at her husband's funeral the other day, speaking the truth from the Bible, the New Testament in particular, obviously. And there have been others who have been encouraging that are in the midst of the Turning Point USA group and outside. Go back to church. We need to return to church. Now, church may or may not be something that is part of your life on a regular basis. I have some who haven't been to church for years, and they say, I still take time to pray, and I recognize everything around me God has provided, and thank Him. I don't think God tabulates attendance. That's my thought. But he does search your soul. I have a lot of good Jewish friends. They believe in Christ and the Savior, but they don't believe that Jesus was that man. They're still very good friends, faithful friends, loyal friends, and friends of faith. If you have no church and you have no one to turn to, I do feel for you. And I'm not talking about that because you're churchless, but if you have no one that you can turn to and share your innermost thoughts and have some discussion, someone you trust and is not going to be using you as a carpet to wipe their feet on and move on. We all need that in our life. There was last night a memorial service and prayer vigil for Charlie Kirk at the Kennedy Center in D.C. There were lines of people. Many wearing black shirts or pins with the word freedom, waiting to get inside. Young children running up and down the aisles as the parents were singing praise and worship songs. Speaker Mike Johnson was there, and he said, it's been a mixture of unspeakable sadness and grief and anger and even fear. It's as if a dark shadow was cast over our country. And then he added, he believes that Kirk would never want us to be overcome by despair. He would want exactly the opposite and would do well to be reminded the best way to honor his memory and to honor his unmatched legacy is to live as Charlie did. And there was another prayer vigil last night. And of course, there's one today in Tempe, Arizona. But the one last night took place in the Utah hometown of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Kirk. Hundreds gathered in that Utah hometown last night to acknowledge the pain of Tyler Robinson's relatives. The organizer told the crowd that he was deeply moved by their attendance. He said, "I'm grateful everyone felt the desire and the need to be here in the spirit of our community." He said, "It was organized to celebrate who we are as Americans and to mourn," adding, "We gather not as Democrats nor Republicans, not as left or right, not as different races or believers of different religions, but as citizens of the greatest, most enduring experiment of self-government the world has ever known." He said, "Whether or not people agreed with Kirk's beliefs, one truth remains. He was an American, a citizen, a son, a husband, and most importantly, a voice. And he bravely used that voice to advocate for things he believed in: faith, family, freedom." Adding that, quote, "Political assassination, are you listening? Are you listening? Political assassination is not just taking of a life. It's the attempted murder of dialogue." Yes, we need to be able to passionately disagree with someone and yet not come to violence. That should go unsaid, shouldn't it? But unfortunately, we have reached a point in our nation and around the world and I will say again to the writer who was chastising me, first of all, John, thank you for writing your comments. And I hear what you're saying. I just don't think I'm getting through to you, or maybe I have, but we do have, and this is what John was arguing about, we have this poison on both sides. Some drink from the cup, some don't. And that includes some on, quote, the left who never drink from. They would never, never in their wildest imagination come to carry out the act that was carried out against Charlie. They might hate him. They might slur and slander him. But they would never want to take his life because of a difference of words. But was that? What does happen sometimes? You're in a group and you would never do anything like that. And I'm not assigning you to one group or the other. I'm just saying you're in a group that is against a particular issue, a man, a woman. And then somebody picks up a rock and throws it. You would not have done that. But then the mob mentality takes over. And others who would not have picked up a rock are now doing so. And then it escalates beyond the rock. Then it escalates on the other side. Retaliation, but then it's defense and then retaliation. Years ago, when I began this program, 2013, basically, 2014, I was having even then, 2014, this before Trump came on the scene, asking, do you think America is going to have another civil war? And my response at that time was clear, very clear, undeniable. No, we're not going to do that. I still believe that. But I also still see, or maybe now see, steps that some are taking to push us to that point. Would you be directly involved in it? Would you? I would expect you to defend your family. I would. Would you be the first to, as Jesus said, cast the first stone? Are you without sin? We have over generations had people fight that were firmly entrenched in their religion. They would not accept any other. And they were so entrenched, pardon me, excuse me, so entrenched in it that they could not even begin to show any lenience or grace for the other side. I think we need more grace. And if you don't have it in you, then maybe that's where you should be seeking it from the Lord. By whatever name you call him, by whatever religion you live, look for grace, and with that, maybe forgiveness. But as I pointed out earlier, this is troubling on so many levels that an explosive device was found under a Fox News vehicle in Salt Lake City, Utah. They have booked two men into jail. I'm not going to read their names. They are foreign names. It does not mean they are foreigners. They could well be Americans. And, of course, we don't know if they're really involved or not, but they're the two they've arrested at this point. But if they're the leading edge of what's going to happen next, I fear for our nation. During Charlie Kirk's funeral, his wife Erica talked about telling her daughter Gigi that Charlie was on a special mission. Her remarks when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
When I got home last night, Gigi, our daughter, just ran into my arms. And I talked to her, and she said, Mommy, I missed you. I said, I miss you too, baby. She goes, where's Daddy? What do you tell a three-year-old? She's three. I said, baby, Daddy loves you so much. Don't you worry. He's on a work trip with Jesus, so he can afford your blueberry budget.
Addressing her 3-year-old daughter in a way that maybe gave her an answer at that point. There is a report that the alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson's transgender partner, hates conservatives and Christians. That's according to a female relative. He's the same age as Robinson, 22. And the relative said of Tyler Robinson's partner, he hated us. He was not raised that way, but he, over the years, has become really detached, been radicalized. Utah Governor Cox said that Robinson and his partner's political beliefs and dislike of Kirk came from those around him, family members and friends. It only takes one to plant that seed of hate. It takes many more of us to convince them that's not the answer. And yes, prayer. I believe in prayer. Coming up, you're going to hear from a founder of a group that focuses on dealing with trauma and battling back. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone,
priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai. priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.